friends of the pod. We love you and we're here for you. It's episode 36 of Corporate Lunch. Noah Johnson.
And we back.
Sam Hein. Sam Hein Productions on the boards. Sam, how do we sound? Do I sound crisp and clear?
How are my levels?
Turn me up in the headphones.
Turn Will up.
This is the shorts episode of Corporate Lunch.
Crucial.
From the hit podcast host who brought you the pants episode of Corporate Lunch.
Pants episode, one of the all-time great.
It was a burner.
Lunch. That was episode number 9, number 11, number 7.
We don't need the audience to tell us that that was a burner. It was a burner.
Yeah.
We know.
That broke some Apple podcast records, I think.
I definitely think it's top rated.
It's definitely the number one all-time podcast about pants.
Men's fashion podcast about pants. It's leading. You're welcome to fact check us.
Shorts
on that.
Are a lot like pants.
Yeah, except shorter.
Shorter.
Yeah. And also just surging.
Yeah.
The shorts are insurgent. Pants are just maintaining.
I'm waiting to see Sam Hein Productions roll into the content tower with shorts on. Hasn't happened yet. I don't know what's going to happen when it does happen. Is he going to get sent home?
I mean, there could just be so much panting from both the men and women in the office that everybody has to go home except for Sam, who gets to stay at his station and do a day of work. I once went on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
For a segment.
Wow,
this isn't a previous lifetime at GQ magazine. I went to the Today Show for a segment on shorts in the city. It was a hot topic of debate.
That's right, yeah.
And like, you know, is it okay for a man to show his legs in the city?
Yeah.
My take has traditionally been, both in terms of my personal style and my subjective outlook, has traditionally been, no, dude, don't do it.
Don't do it.
This is New York City.
Grow up.
We get dressed.
Yeah, come on.
That's changed.
I've for years was very stuck in like an East Coast skateboard mentality that was a hard no on shorts.
Ditto. Mine was not an East Coast skateboard mentality. Mine was like a sort of like an are we not men?
Yeah.
And a little bit of like New York City pride, like on some Mr. Mort shit. Like, we get dressed.
Yeah. When did that change?
This
for you
year?
Just now.
Just now.
Last month.
Yeah.
Well, what prompted this episode?
This is going to get really old. This is going to get kind of intimate.
We're going to be talking about kneecaps and leg hair. And
yeah, and like swampiness.
Shin scars, yeah.
And general swampiness. So yesterday, I made the executive decision to wear black jeans, suede boots, and a black long sleeve polo.
And how would you characterize the weather yesterday?
Just downright tropical.
Yeah.
I would characterize it as sonic. It was sonic in New York City yesterday. And
with 1,000% humidity.
You know, me with being tough and cool as top priority, rolled out wearing suede boots, black jeans, and black long sleeve polo shirt.
Yeah.
And I paid the price for it. I paid for it dearly. I mean, I was just, I had an appointment outside of the office and I arrived there like just in a state. I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was swampy in all zones.
Yeah.
Underarms, pelvic zone, just swamped out and just like couldn't even focus on the task at hand because I was just like disgusting.
Because I do appreciate raging against sometimes the climate, you know, like white sneakers when it's raining, go for it. You know, like not like wearing your leather.
Sticking it to nobody in particular with this fashion decision.
But did it occur to you that you were like, fuck it, everybody's going to be out there in their breezy tropical linens today.
I was just doing what I do when I get dressed.
Yeah.
And I realized quickly that was a major mistake.
Yeah.
But
we do sit in it. The tower is ice cold. It's like a freeze box in here.
Yeah, no.
That's one thing that happens.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
And then I, this has to also include some personal news. I moved to Brooklyn this weekend. Out of the burbs.
Sam, do a into crazy the burrows. Sound effect.
Yeah, press every button, Sam.
This is a big deal.
Out
Will
of the
Welch
burbs
is back in Brooklyn.
If you see me in the streets, just identify yourself as a friend of the pod and say what's up.
Yep.
So
have a cold brew.
I got home in the evening.
Or kombucha.
Kombucha only. I got home in the evening and I couldn't get into some shorts fast enough.
Is Brooklyn hotter than the suburbs? It is, right?
Oh, yeah, by a long shot. Just like the general compact human intensity, the natural heat that comes
from
that.
It's like always 75 and breezy in the suburbs.
So I get home and I switch into some shorts,
yep.
And I hit the streets in search of dinner. Oh, actually, because, you know, this is relatable content.
Yeah,
I actually went for a pedicure with my wife.
Oh, nice.
In Brooklyn.
I need to
do
that.
Got my toes right.
Uh-huh.
And then was out in the new neighborhood just, like, taking the opportunity to survey the dinner scene.
Yep.
Just went out without anything in mind and without, God knows, without yelping anything.
Just you and your bare legs out there on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what, can we get some credits here? What kind of shorts are we?
Well, the credits come with the store.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I'm strolling down the street looking for dinner, and I walk by this bar that has some outdoor seating.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude is like, "Say, man. Are those the Cactus Plant flea market joints?"
Say, man.
Say, brother.
Oh, those are, I know what these shorts look like.
So I'm wearing the tie-dye Mai Tai.
These are
inspired Cactus Plant explosion shorts.
Yeah.
And my Grateful Dead Wharf Rats, you know, vintage 80s, whatever, shirt.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Say, man, are those the Cactus Plant flea market joints?" And I was like, "Yeah, they are." And I, like, lifted my leg where it says cactus,
yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Those are dope." And I was like, "Thanks. I'm back in Brooklyn. What's up?"
Nobody in the suburbs knew about Cactus Plant.
There was actually
market.
A friend of the pod that spotted me at the coffee shop in Dobbs Ferry one time.
Oh,
in the burbs.
Snap.
Dude, corporate lunch is worldwide.
We got reach.
Yeah, long arm of corporate lunch. Shout out to that friend of the pod. But anyway, it was just like, you know, it was a real change to be back in the streets and having people adding my credits.
Especially a very, very cult brand. Say, man. Those are Cactus Plant. Well, I mean, who else made Muay Thai tie-dye psychedelic smiley face shorts?
Nah, and they definitely turn heads. Like, everyone looks at you when you walk down the street.
Those shorts are wild.
So anyway, I just am like, I'm back in New York City. I got shorts on.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the breeze.
Yeah.
I have really mixed feelings about being back in New York, but that was a really positive shorts-driven experience.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing a pair of Sabas. You know, just knocking around the neighborhood,
yeah,
man.
Knock around outfit.
Yeah.
The knock around fit.
Yeah. And then, inspired by last night's breakthrough, I woke up this morning to get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up to get dressed. That's the only reason I woke up.
That's what we do. That's what we do every day.
So I woke up to get dressed and I put on a pair of shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm just not quite ready for the office shorts yet. I'm just not.
I can't. I
Have
mean,
Have you ever done it?
No, never. And I strongly disapprove of that. And I don't have too many, like, hard, fast, like, fashion rules, I guess. But tank tops and or shorts in an office environment is a hard no for me.
It remains a hard no.
Yeah. And it's been very hot in New York the last couple weeks. It's been very humid, as it is. It is every time. Every year at this time.
So
always
swampy out
and it's
there.
Always surprising and devastating, but here we are again with another hot, swampy year. And the other day, I think it was a Friday, to cut the homies some slack, but I was swiping my way in through the content tower turnstiles downstairs in the lobby at One World Trade, and a homie came through in his shorts and swiped himself in and took the elevator up. I don't know where he went. I don't know what brand or department he works for, but he wore shorts to work that day.
You weren't feeling it.
No.
Yeah. Sam, could you show us with either a thumbs up or a thumbs down shorts in the workplace?
He's thinking about it.
He looked up to the heavens for inspiration to John Heaven and then gave it the thumbs down. So
I don't know why.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so shorts at the office is still a hard no for you.
Yeah.
I tried it this morning, couldn't get there.
Yeah. But you considered it.
I really considered it because I was so swamped out yesterday. I was like, man, I don't care. It's not worth it for that.
Yeah.
But couldn't ultimately get there. But has your permissiveness on shorts shifted? Has the needle moved, even if you aren't so far that shorts in the office gets a thumbs
it's
up?
It's moved strongly. I'm very pro. I wear shorts all the time now outside of the office. I will go home and change into shorts. I'll skate in shorts. I'll wear shorts all weekend long. I'll go on, like, weekend trips and not even bring pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
No pants in the Weekender.
Just like I fully just, it just feels good. And I also think that there's, I don't know, like I'm into bigger, baggier shorts.
Yep. Not, do all your shorts hit below the knee?
Not all, but some. I also have some shorter shorts, but they're kind of like loose, breezy kind of running shorts. Our Legacy makes a really good like short nylon short. It's like mid-thigh.
And then do you wear that as like fashion or do you actually go running? Not that running is an opportunity for fashion. Let's be real.
I don't run in them. I should run in them. They're a little weird. The fabric is a little like crinkly and like might chafe a little bit. I run in some classic Patagonia running shorts. Trailwinds, I think they're called. Really good running short.
But, sounds, they sound fast.
Yeah, they're super fast. I mean, I run really fast. No, but yeah, my whole attitude has changed. I think the thing about the workplace is like, man, I don't really worry too much about what other people are up to. I try not to let myself be grossed out or in any way obsessed with someone else's like appearance.
Work decisions.
Yeah. But I really don't want to see like a dude's like shins or calves, like they're like patchy, hairy, weird legs. I just don't want to see it at work, you know?
I mean, my eye's gonna be drawn to it. If I pull it together to wear some shorts to the office, I'm definitely just gonna like sit on Noah's desk.
Just cross your legs.
Yeah, yeah. Cross my legs, sprawled out across Noah's desk, and we're just going to do a really long GQ-style story ideas meeting. Like a 90-minute meeting.
Like dudes in tank tops, I don't want to see that like upper arm part.
In the office?
Yeah.
Tank tops in the office is a definite no. That's just like, that's like take this job and shove it level shit.
I feel the same way about
like
shorts.
Johnny Paycheck, like take this job.
But then the shorts thing did take another turn. We went to Fashion Week. Will did a lot of Fashion Week. I did a little bit of Fashion Week. I dabbled in it. And in Europe, all the cool dudes were wearing shorts.
A lot of the capital F fashion editors, front row, in shorts.
And that was new.
Yeah.
And they're like dudes like Nick Wooster, the homie Nick Wooster has been wearing shorts for a long time. He's always worn a really big like shin-length short, like a fashion Comme des Garçons kind of short.
Yeah, knowing Nick, it was probably sometimes but not always Rick Owens, but this is like a full drop Rick Owens shin-length.
But there were more, but dudes did have that. I'm sort of reconsidering. I'm kind of backing up here. I definitely saw dudes in shorts with kits on that I was like I wouldn't be offended by if they were to work.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know how to, like, make the distinction. It's just kind of like...
One thing that's interesting about the front row at a fashion show right now is it's basically, a, like, casual off.
It is, yeah.
It's like who... It's like a competition to see who can wear the most, like, dressed down, farthest afield. Like, who's got the best bodega run fit?
That's right. That's very front true. Row. I hadn't thought of it that way. And it's sort of... It's the whole athletic like lane there has been kind of fully played out. It's totally congested, so people are just finding these like other lanes of casual, and shorts is this whole like frontier that hasn't really been taken down.
Let me ask you this: what if somebody came into the GQ office wearing short suit, LeBron style, Tom Brown, LeBron?
I dig a suit
jacket with matching shorts and like a substantial brogue.
I would be down. Yeah, I would be hyped.
You can't
on that.
Be mad. About
I would be
that.
Hyped on that. Engineer garments, you know.
Matt
how
Sieber
I feel.
Could crush that look. I don't know if he's going to, but he could destroy
I
that.
I want to see Sieber in a Tom Brown short suit with like some high top brogue boots with the big combat.
Maybe
sole.
We should pass a hat and try to fund that. Try
I
to
got,
go fund. The
I got like 20 on it.
Sieber, I got 20 on it. Sam, Sam's got 20.
I mean, look,
Matt, we're $60 to your Tom Brown suit, dude.
My thing about, it's like shorts at the office, never, ever, ever, except when
this
you
should,
do and it's fly.
Really, this would be a really good GQ style thing where we like fund what we want to see other people in the office wearing. Like, dude, we couldn't get you to $1,200 for this, but we do have $220. It's like a down payment to get people like garms.
Cover the other 90% of this.
Garms that we would like to see from them. If you came to me and you were like, here's $220 towards like some suit that you wanted me to wear, I'd cover the other 80%. That's fine.
I mean, it's a meaningful amount of money in that it's not nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like, just a suggestion.
It's like a sturdy discount.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're really backing our own advice.
That's right.
Let me ask you kind of where I was headed with the short suit thing, which I was half kidding about, but I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And Atlanta, Georgia, I mean, it's like, it can be in the low to mid 90s with like 120% humidity.
Right.
I'm talking about air that you have to like do the breaststroke through.
Swim through it. Yeah.
So, and like we wear shorts in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so taking this hard line is a little bit less realistic. It's a little bit more, it's borderline senseless.
Yeah.
And so there's a long,
it's dangerous.
And then the other thing we do in Atlanta, Georgia is we wear preppy clothing.
Right.
So there's a long,
you play a lot of golf maybe?
I mean, with or without the golf, you still wear the preppy clothing.
Okay.
So in that environment, there's a long tradition of like, it's going too far to call them dress shorts, but I'm just saying looking really put together in some like short chinos of various colors. So like if you walk into Sid Mashburn right now, you're going to have like a rainbow
shorts
of like tailored feeling short options.
Yeah.
And so my question is like, are you prepared for that? And can we translate that to New York City at a time where you can dress regionally wherever you want? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I basically, do you know what Duckheads are?
No. Oh shit. I don't. I'm so disappointed in myself.
Okay. Duckheads was like, it's kind of a, you know, it's from the world that brought you polo.
Uh huh.
It's not a Ralph Lauren brand. Yeah, it was just a brand that existed when I was a kid and a tween. Where you would get like polo shirts and chinos and shorts, very preppy, but kind of like affordable
and
staple.
Pretty regional. This is like Vineyard Vines for Atlanta.
Dude. Yeah, we don't wear Vineyard Vines. Come on, there ain't no vineyards in the South. We wear Duckheads. Yeah, kind of like I hesitate to call it Vineyard Vines. Just has its own like jokey.
It's not like that though. It's not like an over the top sort of like.
There aren't like whales and there aren't critters on the chinos.
Still...
No, it's dead. I my cousin and I were actually talking about how we should buy the IP.
Yeah.
We should buy the IP and bring back Duckheads. Could be my next move.
I'm about to hit eBay and Grail.
Or my new side hustle.
Vintage Duckheads garms. I wonder if is this a thing everybody knows about?
Sam, have you ever heard of Duckhead? Yeah. Duckhead. So anyway, all I'm saying is there's a long tradition down there. Like, you can wear some shorts to some places in the South.
I'm very fond of. I recall growing up with my dad, both of my parents, and like their friends wearing kind of a wider leg, like pleated chino short.
Yeah.
Like I think Gap must have sold a shit ton of those in the '90s or something. And it was my parents were sort of casual tennis players, and they had pockets, so they would always wear that type. They weren't like tennis whites types of we weren't that upper class. It was a very middle class chino shorts with the pleat from the Gap.
I like how if you bought the same pair of shorts but in white, suddenly you're rich.
Absolutely changes everything. Where you're from, where I'm from, you didn't never wear white because that shit would show all the stains.
Yeah,
you had to have something more forgiving than that, but I am extremely fond of that look, and I do really like a pleated short now, I think, for that reason.
I mean, one thing that kind of like made my brain short circuit was when you said wider leg.
Wider.
You meant shorts. But I know what you mean.
Yeah,
there's either like a tailored or like baggier.
That's right. I mean,
it's the same as pants. A wider hem is a wider hem.
So I think like that ideal to me is like a wider leg above the knee is like where you want. Like the basically Patagonia is 7-inch baggy. We've gotten into this a little bit. Obviously, the 5-inch is the thing that the hype kids go for, but I think the 7 is sort of an ideal.
Yeah.
Fit-wise.
For me, it's like I'm super down. Like a lot of the guys that we were just talking about, a lot of the editors and stuff that we were talking about at Fashion Week were wearing shorter shorts.
Yeah.
And I thought they looked cool.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I don't mind seeing some thigh.
Yeah.
I myself don't have any. And you said you have the R Legacy nylon.
Yeah.
I myself don't have any shorter inseam shorts. For me, it's either got to like graze the top of my knee or graze the bottom.
Well,
so MAG, all right, GQ's own Mark Anthony Green has.
I bet he wears short
shorts. He's got the cactus. He's got the cactus plant. So the cactus plant shorts, you could opt to have them cropped.
Yeah. Oh.
And so I bought the full length, and he has the cropped.
Croppity crop. He's a tall guy. He's over 6 feet tall.
MAG was in Paris a couple weeks ago.
In the crops,
working on some GQ style content.
I bet he looked good.
I mean, it was aggressive. Tie-dye, tie-dye, smiley face, cropped shorts
like
in Paris, France.
The primary,
respect MAG for it, that.
From where I'm sitting, the primary like narrative arc of the short recently has been like when I came up through high school, everyone was started wearing board shorts, like actual surf board shorts, like no elastic waistband, like a tie up waistband, and they were really long, like came way down below the knee.
Nary an ocean in sight.
No oceans in sight. And the insecure dudes would wear, and you know, the surf shorts, board shorts don't have nylon liners, so dudes would wear their boxer like briefs under their board shorts. It's a terrible, awful look.
I
but it's
really
dominant.
Can't get behind
and
this.
You still see it, like go to Long Island or Jersey Shore and you'll still see this happening a lot. But that just became so sort of down market that the shorts came up above the knee. Like mostly swim trunk though.
Yeah.
Lengths got into somewhere more reasonable.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that kind of cracked the whole thing open.
Yeah.
And then dudes were like, oh, I can like my casual shorts can fit a little more like this.
Right. I see what you mean. It was led by this by swim trunks as a reaction against the ridiculously bad board shorts.
That's right.
Those hems started going up.
That's what I believe happened.
And there were like some indie, you know, as happened with like literally everything from food to drinks to everything in our era, there was like an artisanal wave.
Yes.
Where you could buy some cool hip brand of swimwear.
Saturdays.
And they
whatever.
Were, and Onea.
Yeah,
Thorson.
That's right.
The list goes on, and you could they were offering much shorter inseam swim trunks, and then that led to the shorts following suit, and then now in this increasingly casual fashion culture, style culture, just really being out here in some short shorts is like a strong statement.
Yeah, and as I think, and then the other thing was true, which is like a bigger, baggier short. Is now in the mixes. It's like the pant thing where you're like, it's like the
anything goes.
A very slim sort of pant isn't necessarily out, but just like a very baggy or pleated or whatever weird pant is just as much a part of the mix.
A baggier pleated pant is also in, but also more in.
Yeah, that's true.
Than a slim pant.
It has a leg.
Slim
up.
Pant's still totally cool, but not quite.
It needs a little
feeling like you're really doing it. Yeah.
I was out the other day and Mordecai met up. We were out with our families and we did a little meet and greet hang in the neighborhood.
So in that environment, shorts is totally fair game for you.
Yeah, we're in Greenpoint. I'm wearing my really short nylon Our Legacy shorts that I've been talking about. And Mordecai rolls up and he just posted on Instagram so you can go see. He's wearing this full matching tie-dye kit.
Yeah.
Oversized tee and shorts. Some dude made it custom for him because he's Mordecai and like that's what people do. And the shorts are big, like way below the knee, and the tee is big, and I was so jealous. He looked so fly, and I was like, I wanted to be like, yeah, I'm into bigger shorts too. And then, but like, I'm wearing these like really skimpy like Swedish nylon shorts, and he was like, those are cool. And we talked about our shorts a little bit, and
but you kind of got sunned.
I wanted to go home and change. Yeah,
you kind of got sunned.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out Mordecai.
Yeah, the full matching tie dye kit, huh?
Yeah, it's like pajama. It has a sort of a PJ look to it.
Mordecai can do that all day.
Yeah.
So I guess where we're at is that the needle has moved on shorts drastically, but Noah's still identifying some no-fly zones.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
But we're also endorsing, I'm just kind of like summarizing here, we're also endorsing a wide range of fits and styles
Definitely.
Of shorts.
Yeah.
Long, short, nylon, chino, more tailored. You could have like sort of a more premium fabric, even like a wool cotton blend or something kind of silky.
Yep. And I've been seeing a lot of, along the lines of the cactus plant joints, like throwback like NBA basketball shorts I think are really fly.
Shout out to Don C.
Yes, for sure.
Let's just do a permanent... Shout out to Don Crawley, friend of the pod. By the way, go on Don C's Instagram and look at his, speaking of some relatable summer content, look at his wedding fit for Pusha T's wedding.
What did he wear?
Oh, man.
What did he wear?
He had on a suit.
Uh-huh.
I think he had on J's of his own design.
Yeah, he just had some sneakers.
And the Prada Flame shirt. Is the Prada Flame shirt the John of the season?
It kind of
is. Is it the gone of it's, Garm of the season?
It's sort of taken over. Flames in general have sort of taken over. If your garms have flames on them, you're pretty good. For flame prints. Not real flames.
But, dude, I just thought he looked like It was everything you want to do at a wedding right now. He was.
Do you think Push was like, "Yo, man, why are you gonna come to my wedding stunting in the Prada Flame shirt?"
I'm sure. I think I think Push felt good. He was in like an all white tux. Yep. I think he was.
He looked fly.
He was bridal. He was downright bridal.
Yeah. Congrats, Pusha T.
Yeah. No. If it's real love, then we celebrate you. And if it's not, hey, we can all work through it together. I have no reason. Wait, I have no reason to think it's not real love. I just don't know. I don't know Pusha T and his bride and his new bride like that. But Don Crawley just setting the bar really high for all wedding fits this season.
We got it. Summer's not over yet. So if you got a wedding coming up, your best friend's getting married, go get the Prada Flame shirt.
Yep.
And run that to the wedding.
And
there you go. We just planned your next wedding fit. It'll cost four times as much as your suit.
And also if you could design some Jordans,
yeah,
in the like, and have at least a sample done by the time the wedding happens, that would be great.
Do it right.
Should we get into some vibes?
Let's vibe out.
Sam, do you have any questions about shorts, or do you feel like we've pretty much covered it? Give us a question, in fact.
Yeah. There were times when I didn't. There's not one specific story, but at the time when I was working at Complex, which was several years, ages ago. There once upon a time there was an era in New York City where there were lots of like unpaid interns around.
Now you could get sued for that shit,
and
probably rightly so.
Exactly, and so you don't see it as much anymore. But one thing about the unpaid interns at the time was that they were, you know, they weren't getting paid, and they didn't really give that much of a fuck. So I was working at Complex ages ago, and there were lots of kids would come in shorts and tank tops. And if I saw them, they were sent home.
That's awesome.
To change. Or they would have to change on the spot, but I didn't want to see that shit. It was pretty well known.
Born a Boss, a Noah Johnson memoir.
It did. That didn't really happen too many times. It might have happened once. But that's all you need for that type of thing. Word travels fast.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope the
you
kids.
Set the tone. You set the tone. I wonder if I wear shorts to the office this week or next, Noah's going to send my ass home to change. It doesn't take me that long to go home and change
now. I'll call HR. We must have some sort of dress code here.
I don't think there is.
I will trip out. I'm really shocked that you even said that you put them on and you considered it, and I would trip out if you wore shorts to work. I don't doubt that it would be fly, but I would question everything.
I started working here in the late 80s, but I don't remember I don't remember signing on to a dress code. All right, let's get into some vibes. No, you want to? I'll go first.
Oh,
you wanted to go first?
No.
No, why don't you lead it? That was really sad.
I just feel very eager to discuss the trailer for Jonah Hill's new film that he wrote and directed.
What's it called?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
But it's...
Doesn't it star friend of the pod, Nikhil Smith?
Yeah.
Shout out to Knack.
The homie Knack is in it. Adidas skater, who we've done some work with. It's very controversial in the skate and hashtag skate Twitter world.
Oh man, I need you to send me like some hot links on this.
Yeah, there's a lot of feelings about sort of using skate culture in a way that isn't totally accurate or depicting it without the real getting at the real essence of it, which of course I have to respect, but you know, ultimately it's a work of fiction. And, I'm
there
excited
was
to see
no
it.
Way he was going to get this movie off without this debate.
Oh yeah.
And he's been getting the fits off with nothing but positivity.
I know, yeah.
The Palace fits and the,
I believe
what are the other brands he's been,
he runs
Quarter Snacks.
Well, he also wears like a lot of acne and just kind of like slick.
Yeah,
fashion
I know, but,
stuff.
It,
but
the first,
he's a labor customer. Labor being New York's best skate shop down in Chinatown.
What are they saying?
The trailer's exciting. It just came out, so it's like it's sort of still being considered.
Like when we get back to our desks, there will be a little bit more heat out there.
Yeah, but I believe, you know, Jonah genuinely loves skateboarding. He's a fan of skateboarding. He speaks about it intelligently. He understands the history of it. The movie looks. The trailer's pretty. Seems like fun.
And is Knack the star?
No, there's a really young white kid is the star, but Knack seems to be kind of, it seems like he may be one of the elder wise skateboarders who
right.
kind of help show him the way. It's a coming of age story, young kid who just begins to learn about and get involved with sort of like the skate crew in, I think, L.A.
It's a coming of age story on wheels. my starter vibe today is Noah Johnson's sneakers. Noah rolled it. Are these the Content Tower debut of these these new veins.
I've worn them a couple times, and now I'm a little disappointed that you never noticed before. But all right.
You know, sometimes I have things to do other than check your footwear. Noah is wearing some, like, kind of gray, white, look studio suede low top Vans that have a retro Vans logo. That retro Vans logo, to me, I'm going to show how non-skate I am here, is giving me like a little bit of like a Varney vibe almost.
Yeah, it's a circle with a V, and the V has like the extended line. Vans hasn't used this logo in a very long time.
So it's like a bring back, it's an archival Vans logo.
I think it's very 90s, probably very mid-90s.
And will you give me the down and dirty on Look Studios, LQQK?
Look Studios is like a sort of, it's a basically a print shop in Brooklyn of like cool guys who also have a brand and like DJ and throw parties and some sort of collective.
A collective of awesomeness?
Who I always think have been really dope, and everything they put out is really dope, and I know people that know them. They're not necessarily homies, but they're very much in the mix, and they got a big look from Vans. I don't even know what this shoe's called. It's like it's all one piece suede. It's really dope. They came out a few weeks ago. They were pretty hot.
They're really nice.
These might be the sneakers of the summer right here. Gold eyelets.
Season defining sneakers for Noah Johnson.
The next vibe, I'm going to keep it in the footwear zone. I haven't talked about many additions to the comfort footwear catalog I have running at home. We've gone down this road many times before, but the one currently in rotation is the Hoka Recovery Slides.
Yes.
Hoka being pretty popular, kind of obscure running shoe company that does a lot of...
Wait, is it popular or is it obscure?
Oh, cultish.
Cultish.
Pop. Obscure only in that it's not Nike, Adidas, you know, Brooks, Asics, whatever, New Balance. And they make a lot of shoes with rocker, meaning like the sole is like the hull of a boat or something. And the recovery slides, this is after you've been beating your feet up, after you ran a marathon or skated in the X Games or whatever, you know, you do, and you put your Hoka recovery slides on, you just walk around, and you heal.
You feel foot health descends.
Yeah.
Or maybe it rises up from the earth back into your feet.
But they're cheap, and like they kind of look dope. They look strange. So consider adding them to your, you know, you probably got the Adidas slides or whatever you're running, your Gucci mules, but the Hokas are cheap and worth having.
You know, your standard bodega kit, like Gucci mules. So these, when you're putting on like a knock around neighborhood bodega fit, you just slide these on, and people, you get a few like, what are those looks?
Yeah, for sure.
I love a neighborhood, what are those?
My bodega footwear game is so gnarly. Like, there's so many slides and sandals and weird, like, casual weekend-only neighborhood shoes in my kit collection right now.
We should do a whole GQ style issue dedicated, or at least a big fashion story dedicated to weekend and knock-around neighborhood kits.
Just bodega fits.
Yeah. I'm going with a hard... This is a little out of character for me. I'm going with a Harper's story, Harper's Ooh. Magazine piece.
Very literary.
It's called Death of a Once Great American City.
Oh, my God.
Sam, hit something scary. Just press the scary button.
This is ominous.
It's by this dude, Kevin Baker. Did I get that right? Yeah, Kevin Baker. And he's pretty cranky.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cranky New Yorker.
A lot of people are cranky these days.
So, I already mentioned in the pod that I moved back from the burbs back into New York City, and I have, like, deep-seated mixed feelings about this.
Okay.
I've gone on the record on the pod before about being a little bit – I basically feel like New York is out of whack right now. The balance is off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has long been a financial capital and a place where wealth rules.
Yeah.
But that was always counterbalanced by such things that we know and love as the arts.
Yeah.
Well, especially the arts as far as like my worldview goes.
Right.
And I haven't, other than like the rent is too damn high and shit like that, I haven't really had a whole lot of facts to back up this just creeping feeling that I have. That's part of why I left the city in the first place. I think it's part of why we're seeing, a lot of cultural flight to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I just think I've felt this and things that I feel, I believe over facts, but it's usually nice to be able to, if you're like getting into a conversation with somebody, to be able to back it up with some facts.
Yeah.
And this Harper's piece is full of sort of almost like an urban planning, macroeconomic look at what's been going on in New York City, that has led to, I mean, as far as Kevin Baker is concerned, the death of a once great American city.
Oh my God.
Now, I would like to temper my vibe endorsement of this piece by saying there are elements of it that are just way too cranky. Like, yeah. Dude is just like mad about like what's going on in New York.
Yeah.
And, there's plenty of stuff in here that I just like throw out the window. But overall, I think it is a worthwhile read for those of us who are interested in the state of New York, the movement of cultural and financial capital in America. And I just overall, I endorse it, even though there are some graphs that make my skin crawl.
Is it online? Do they have a paywall? Can you read this online?
You can read it online. I read it in hard copy and then... I actually transitioned mid-piece. It's not a short piece. It's Harper's Magazine.
Yeah.
Transitioned mid-piece to the telephone. So you can read it online.
I'm gonna
check it
do
out.
It.
Came out a few weeks ago.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to do it.
It's a little grim, but so is New York right now.
New York, it is. It's a playground for the super rich. It's also, next vibe, incredibly hot.
Yeah.
My vibe is just oppressive summer heat.
You're into it.
Yeah.
You sound like me right now.
Because,
I'm surprised from a Yankee like
because
you.
Because I've spent my whole life sort of running away from it. I literally moved to Colorado to a mountain to avoid it once. But I just, first of all, if you get a good pair of shorts that you're comfortable wearing,
yeah,
a good pair of recovery slides that you're comfortable wearing, and hey, it's the weekend, maybe even a tank top and like a white bucket hat, and you just sit outside and sweat and get like a frosty drink.
Yeah,
you kind of, I don't know, it just puts you in a state. It slows everything down. I feel like my brain activity slows down a little bit in a way that's almost kind of pleasing. Like I'm a little bit like pacified or just somehow like, you know, it's like an aggressive dog or maybe like a lion that just naps all day because of the heat.
Totally.
You just kind of like enter that
zone. The blood slows down.
You got to make your way to the beach or a pool or somewhere shady, but you just like... You do, it's the middle of it right now, so I'm just very much feeling this kind of like slowed down pace. Don't get too upset about it. Don't increase the heat by getting worked up about anything. Just let yourself kind of like ooze through the rest of it.
Dude, you know what is a great movie for this?
What?
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not exactly breaking news. Spike Lee joint, Do the Right Thing.
Oh, hell yeah. That's right.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
So in the middle, yesterday, I was all swamped out, as I keep saying, and I was just thinking about that scene where Mookie's like, fuck this shit, and goes home and takes a cold shower,
yeah.
And he's supposed to be delivering pizzas,
right.
And he's like, nah, I need this shower. And I think that might be the Ice Cube scene, right? Famous Rosie Perez Ice Cube scene. Anyway, I was just like, man, you know what I could do right now that I live nearby, now that I live within striking distance? I could just bust home for a quick shower, quick cold shower. I'm super into your vibe. I was born in this weather. I love it. It does. You gotta like when your blood slows down, you can't fight it. You can't speed it back up.
Yeah.
So you gotta just like surrender to the pace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Surrender. Surrender is an interesting vibe.
Yeah.
All right. For my next vibe, I'm going. This is gonna sound like SponCon, but it's not. California closets.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I just moved.
I thought you were going to say like California Pizza Kitchen.
CPK, home of the delicious barbecued pizza kitchen, barbecued chicken pizza. No, this is not an ad read. This is not SponCon.
But sponsor the pod and hook it up.
Yeah. No, but dude, California closet, like I'm moving from a house to an apartment and having major, major space issues, including for the closet setup. And California closets, man, they set me up right at the house, and I gotta have them come in and do the closet at the apartment.
What can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, they come in and you tell them like what your needs are in terms of hanging space, shelf space. Do you want drawers in there? You can get a little this pull-out thing that's for hanging ties, and then a pull-out thing that they call for dry cleaning. But I'm basically getting a California closet put into my apartment just for this pull-out bar. That like, so basically, I get home and when I'm shifting to my like bodega fit from what I wore to work, you take off your pants and you just hang the belt loop by this pole that like pulls out.
Uh-huh.
Is this making any sense?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like a retractable bar.
Mm-hmm.
Telescopic bar. Thank you.
Yep.
And you like hang your swamped out jeans on there, and you put on your cactus plant shorts, and then you go out looking for dinner.
But do the jeans stay? The idea is like.
No, I put them away that night.
Okay.
But I just hang.
It's
them.
Just like instead of doing what I do, which is like drape them over a chair.
Exactly.
And then they sit on that chair for 3 days.
There's like this telescopic bar just for this. And then if you're like a cubby guy or a drawer guy or you like everything out on shelves, you can get all the shelves you need. Yeah. I'm going to have a lower shelf put in so I can have two rows for shoes so that my shoes aren't just stacked on top of each other on the floor of the closet. And it's not cheap, but it's not terribly expensive. And
they'll come in.
My closet is something I'm totally willing to invest in. So they come in, they consult, and then they come back and install.
And they work with whatever you got.
Yeah.
Like if you got some weird closet, I got a weird closet situation where it like goes real deep in one area. I don't know. I might need a consultant to come in and help me out with this.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wish I was getting paid for this. I wish I was getting my closet done free for
but
this.
But the person
I'm not.
That came
I'm going to cut the check.
It wasn't just some bozo who was like, okay, so
no,
we'll do
she
some
gets
shows.
It.
She was like,
she gets it. And we're like, we're not trying to spend a lot of money. So she did the whole thing. Like for that, she's keeping it
she
simple.
Didn't give you the most premium shit
that you didn't need. Yeah.
But you did get the telescopic pant belt loop hang bar.
I mean, that thing has become so important to my life in the past 3 years that I'm doing it basically
I'm making an appointment after this. I'm going to go in a different direction with this next vibe. One of the great joys of summer. Blueberries.
Wow.
Wait, did I do? No, I did blueberry. Did I do blueberries?
I
was thinking about Maine, and I know that last summer Maine was one of my vibes, and we're not going to go back to Maine, even though we should all go back to Maine.
But I mean, I'm definitely going back to Maine this summer, but we don't need to vibe it.
The best wild blueberries, and if you get a blueberry pie, you're all the way there, but just summer blueberries, so good. I've been eating them every morning. I think they're super
healthy.
You
know what we should do is we should do a GQ style meeting at Pies and Thighs.
Oh hell yeah!
Pies and Thighs are the homies. Shout out to Sarah and the Pies and Thighs crew. And they posted on Instagram yesterday a blueberry long john, which is some sort of like
what's that?
It's some sort of like you know the like McDonald's style fold over pie.
Yeah,
that mixed with a donut and full of blueberries, and then it's got some kind of sauce over the top.
Sam Hine Productions, will you make a reservation for us and special order a few of those blueberry long johns?
When Mobilaji gets back in town, if that ever happens,
where is
we're
Mobilaji?
Going to Pies and Thighs.
If you see Mobilaji out there, tell him to call us. Take a picture. He's somewhere.
That guy must have so many passport pages.
So many passports.
I'm going to bring it on home with the song that we're going to outro to. This is off Amanda Shire's new album, To the Sunset. I did a little light art direction for it. Elisabetta Pordina, who you know from the pages of GQ Style, shot the photos. But the new album is just fire. Absolute fire. So this is Parking Lot Pirouette, currently my favorite joint on the album. Comes out August 3rd. Friends of the pod, your love.
Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend about Corporate Lunch.
Hit Noah Johnson. Hit Noah Johnson on all forms of social media.
DM me
at Noah V. Johnson.
I'll pass your messages along to Will.